of Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
New questions for the Attorney General. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. At a Senate hearing this morning over a letter Special Counsel Mueller wrote to him. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, just days after Attorney General William Barr released his summary findings of the Mueller report, the special counsel wrote him a letter saying the four-page memo did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of his investigation. Robert Mueller also wrote, "There is now public confusion about critical aspects of the results of our investigation." The Washington Post, which obtained the letter, reported the two later spoke on the phone. During that conversation, Mueller said he did not believe Barr's summary memo to Congress was inaccurate. He was concerned about the media coverage of the obstruction investigation. Dave.
Rachel, Democrats are upset over the letter. Congresswoman Maxine Waters told MSNBC,
"This administration and all of those who are lined up with the president trying to protect him have obstructed not only justice, but obstructed Congress."
Now, Democrats might subpoena Barr if he skips tomorrow's House hearing, but Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe told Fox,
"If you want to ask questions about a 448-page report, the guy we ought to be talking to is Bob Mueller, not Bill Barr."
Venezuela's opposition leader, backed by the U.S., is calling for more protests trying to oust disputed President Maduro.
We don't know precisely when the moment is that he'll make the right decision for the people of Venezuela. He's shown an utter lack of regard or care for their decency, for their dignity.
Secretary of State Pompeo told Fox Business, "Cuba and Russia are helping Maduro and also Moscow. There'll be a vigil today at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, after the shooting that left two dead, four wounded, three of them critically."
All of a sudden, I just see, like, 30 to 50 kids just, like, running like a stampede towards me, screaming, like, "There's a shooter, there's a shooter."
The accused gunman's a 22-year-old student now facing murder charges. A 13-year-old boy's in critical condition in Philadelphia, shot after midnight right outside a supermarket he'd ridden his bike to. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The founder of WikiLeaks, who was finally dragged out of Ecuador's embassy in London last month, now sentenced for hiding out there.
Julian Assange sentenced to 50 weeks in prison for jumping bail here 7 years ago when he walked into the Ecuadorian embassy in London to avoid being extradited to Sweden. He was expelled by Ecuador last month. The judge saying it is difficult to envisage a more serious example of this offence. Assange had argued that he was struggling with terrifying circumstances. A US request for Assange to be extradited on a hacking charge will be heard in court here tomorrow. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The man accused of shooting up a synagogue in California on Saturday has been denied bond.
John Ernest will remain in jail until his next court date in late May. He faces one murder count and three attempted murder counts. Those have hate crimes circumstances tied to them. He also faces an arson charge. San Diego County DA Summer Steffen has not decided if she will seek the death penalty, which is allowed in hate crimes cases. She says she's met with the victim's families, and they all agree.
We consider this to be an atrocious crime for which there must be accountability.
Steffen says her team will look at all of Ernest's writings and social media postings to help them decide the course of their case. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The trade talks continue today in Beijing. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin trying to work out a deal with China to end a dispute that's had both countries slapping tariffs on the other. Commerce Secretary Ross told Fox Business,
"I think there are really two Chinas. There's the very entrepreneurial private sector, and then the big heavy hand of government in the state-owned enterprises and the overall activity.
The talks will continue in Washington next week. Later today, the Federal Reserve expected to wrap up a meeting assessing the economy without any change to interest rates. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Wednesday morning. Our local news with Jamie Monticelli brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional, with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. In order to facilitate fiber optic installation, Campus Communications Group will be closing a southbound lane of State Street between White Street and Springfield Avenue. That lane closure begins today, and it reopens Monday, May 6th. During the closure, southbound traffic will be reduced to one lane in the area. In order to temporarily set up a crane near 201 West Springfield Avenue, customer service crane will close one northbound lane of Randolph Street between Healy Street and Springfield Avenue. That lane closure happens on Friday, May 3rd between 7 a.m. and noon. Illinois is now taking applications for farmers to grow hemp. The applications are available on the Department of Agriculture's website. The state approved rules for hemp production in early April. The governor says the chance to grow hemp and the chance for entrepreneurs to process it would keep the state moving ahead in the agricultural economy. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist from Simple to Simply Magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. We've got a high of 73 expected today, 58 our low tonight, chance of precipitation 80%. In fact, a flash flood watch in effect until 7 o'clock tonight, and rather breezy. An 80% chance of rain tomorrow, and still mild with a high 71, low 47. Clouds on Friday's forecast with a high 62. Maybe some morning showers as we get into the weekend Saturday, but a high in the mid-60s up to 71, partly cloudy by Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 61. ESPN 93.5.
All right, off we go. It is Wednesday. I'm so glad you're alive. Semi-alert, I am Stevie J. You look at this weather. I mean, the tip of the tail's in New Hampshire, and the end of the tail is moved out of Dallas. And it's just kind of rainy. It is just kind of rainy, and boy, we are soggy. Not to mention the distress some of our farmer friends are feeling, because you can't get in the fields if it's a bunch of mud. You just have to get some drying going on. All right, Cardinals win. Cubs win late. After midnight, they closed out Seattle. If you fell asleep, Kyle Schwarber, the big hit. I've got Pat Hughes and his call on US 105.9. We will do that coming up. I'll get to Cardinal recap. Harrison Bader, the hitting hero. There wasn't a lot of hitting last night. But the Cardinals go for number 5 in a row against Max Scherzer tonight in our nation's capital. We'll get that recap for you coming up. We have another partner's giveaway. Stand by for that. Scotty's Brew House, and a chance to eat there for free in about a half an hour.
Ooh.
We're very happy to welcome Simon Owen. He is Fox News ace reporter. He is in London, England. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Stevie. Very well, thanks.
You've been tracking Venezuela, covering that story. Seemed to be a potentially historic day in Caracas and the entire country of Venezuela. What do you know this morning?
Yeah, there was a point yesterday when there was a big question about whether this was going to be the tipping point in the months-long effort by Venezuela's opposition to unseat the country's president, Nicolas Maduro. But we are some 24 hours on now, and it's still not clear whether anything is likely to change at the top of that country. What happened yesterday Juan Guaido, who leads the opposition and who the United States is calling the interim president of Venezuela, recognizing him as the rightful leader of that country. He posted a video online in the very start of the morning. It was barely dawn. And he was flanked in this video by a number of heavily armed men in military uniforms. And he said that this was the start of the final phase of his plan to oust President Maduro. And previously we hadn't seen him with any kind of military backing, so there was a suggestion perhaps there that this was a big day. Guaido said that an important part of the military had joined him, had switched sides, and he urged others to do the same, both people in the armed forces and also the general population. But as the day went on, we didn't really see high-profile defections. What we saw instead were sort of clashes in the streets between protesters and security forces. People on both sides were out in support of their man, both Guaido supporters and Maduro supporters. And then by the end of the day, Maduro was on TV, he was defiant, he was seated alongside military commanders, and he said he would be victorious. He said that he would face down what he called a coup attempt by American imperialism.
Okay. So what happens now? I mean, is this going to be resolved, and what kind of role does Russia and Cuba play in this?
Well, Guaido has called for more mass street protests today, and clearly the day is just getting started, so we'll have to see what they come to. But, I mean, you know, you can have as many people, members of the population, on the street as you like. It's unlikely to be that tips President Maduro from office. You need to have the support of the military in a situation like this if you are going to remove a leader, to oust a sitting president. And that's where there is some skepticism about just how much momentum Juan Guaido really has behind him at this stage and whether Venezuela is really set for a transition or not. The question, I think, is, does he have the momentum? He's been trying to do this for months. Or is he running out of options? Yeah. And was this a roll of the dice and an attempt to generate momentum that perhaps so far hasn't caught light? As for your question about Cuba and the Russians, well, they both want Maduro to stick around. And the Trump administration is claiming that Nicolas Maduro was actually ready to flee yesterday, or at least considering it, to escape the unrest. And Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, was on CNN, and he said, quote, "They had an airplane on the tarmac. He was ready to leave, as we understand it." And he said that the Russians told Maduro to stay. Now, Pompeo didn't give any evidence for that, but certainly it's a striking claim, if that's the case, Maduro was at least thinking about fleeing the country, perhaps felt the writing was on the wall, but then the Russians said, no, you've got to stay put. Mm. And just one other line on the U.S. involvement in this. Mike Pompeo has been speaking again this morning. He spoke to Fox Business Network, and he talked about the U.S. position. He said, military action is possible. If that's what's required, that's what the United States will do.
Yeah, I heard that as well. Okay, well done, Simon. Thank you for the update. Let's see, you're in London, you said? You're based there, Retro. So we could do the 4:30 today at Harrods. I got to be a half hour late on you, but I'll see you at 4:30. Thank you.
Thanks, Stevie.
I bet Harrods is a tea room. Beautiful. Simon Owen, Fox News reporter. Yeah, Caracas is a mess. Venezuela's a mess.
Is this something that socialist fans here in America should take note of?
Silly. Why would you bring that up?
Oh, sorry.
Ours is different.
Oh, okay.
It's a different socialism. It's obviously not like that.
Of course.
Our socialism does better things than that. But it is kind of a stark reality because Venezuela was booming. They had oil coming out their ears. And now what? This is the socialism pattern. It has never, ever worked. But we would do it better and differently, obviously. And, 714, ESPN 93.5. Yeah, I don't know. The U.S. military is definitely around. And I think if Cuba or Russia were to do anything militarily, you'd see the U.S. engage.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep our eyes on that part of the world. 7:14, Cubs and Cardinals win. The Cubs had to go late, but they got her done. I got the Kyle Schwarber big hit. He hit a monster home run. But I do have the Cardinal recap, and the Cardinals just keep on rolling, man. It's amazing how good the Cardinals are right now.
3-2 winners over Washington last night. Let's hear our Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and for the second straight game in Washington, D.C., the Cardinals scored in one inning and made the run stand up. Much closer than Game 1 when the Cardinals won 6-3. Last night, they beat the Nationals 3-2.
They did get those three runs, but the key was the Cardinals' pitchers. Adam Wainwright was terrific. He went six-plus innings, and the bullpen was even better. The bullpen, really good. John Gant, especially, throwing 98 miles an hour, really developing into a very strong reliever. The save goes to Andrew Miller, who picked up his first save as a Cardinal. Also good work from the other left-hander, Tyler Webb.
Tyler Webb got a double play ball, throwing a pitch in the seventh inning to Juan Soto. RBIs for Colton Wong on a bunt single with two outs.
Bases loaded. Colton Wong at the plate. And the pitch. There's a bunt down the third base line. It's a beauty. It's going to be a base hit for Colton Wong and an RBI. DeJong scores, and it's 2-1 Nationals. What a beautiful bunt that was by Colton Wong.
And Harrison Bader, a base hit up the middle.
Swing and a line drive. Base hit to center field. One run scores. Here comes another. The throw to the plate is not in time as Molina scores. And the Cardinals take a 3-2 lead. Two-run single, Harrison Bader.
Cardinals just finding new ways to win, and that's what's exciting. They really feel it right now. They got to keep it going.
The Cardinals go for 5 in a row in the win column behind Miles Michaelis tonight. He'll be opposed by St. Louis and Max Scherzer on the air at 5:10.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Cubs win 6-5 over Seattle. They've got another game today from Seattle, and you'll hear the action on US 105.9. Homers from Anthony Rizzo and Daniel Descalzo. Mm-hmm. Hard to say
former
that.
Former Cardinal.
Wow. And, of course, a big bat from Kyle Schwarber.
And now Schwarber drives one in the air. Deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Upper deck. Kyle Schwarber with a home run in the eighth inning, and the Cubs take a 6-5 lead. What a blast.
We had Chicago White Sox postponed with Baltimore. They'll try a doubleheader today. On to hockey, we have St. Louis in action against the Dallas. I was just noting the SIU win over Illinois, 12-3. Mm. Walked 12. Illini hit three batters. It was just not a good pitching outing for our Illini. And next up will be Indiana State tonight at 6. Illinois over DePaul in a five-inning rain-shortened game yesterday from our softball team. 5-0 was the final. Mike Small, Big Ten Coach of the Year. This is the fifth consecutive year and his 11th time in his career.
I guess you always appreciate it, but at some point it's like, just put it over there. I got to dust those. And I would presume, that I guess when you win five, then it's like, well, I got to win it next year, too.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know how that feels. Obviously, I won a layup plaque when I was in sixth grade basketball camp. That's been about it. So, it's just indicative of the time and the era we're in Illinois golf. It'll never happen again. This kind of a run, this kind of domination in a sport, it's not football or basketball, so we're not talking about it 24-7. But what he's accomplished is as great of a coaching feat as I think has ever happened here at Illinois. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just look at it, you go, you can't win every year. Yeah, you can. In golf, he's done it every year.
Awesome.
It is amazing. Anyway, we'll hope for great things in the postseason for his young Illinois golfers, which I don't think was a great expectation that they'd make a run this year. But I don't know. Maybe they will. Mike Small's the coach. Check your weather. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. It is brought to you by Watts Copy System for 35 years. WattsCopy.com.
Up to 73, rather mild. Down to 58 this evening. 80% chance of precipitation and breezy. 80% chance of thunderstorms on tomorrow's forecast. High 70, low 47. Clouds on Friday with a high 62. 64 morning showers Saturday. Partly cloudy for the rest of the day. And Sunday, we've got a high of 71. Maybe we'll finally see some drying out. Temperatures currently at 61. ESPN 93.5.
We are soggy. I mean, it is really soggy around central Illinois. Our Fox Business Minute now brought to you by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provident Financial Group LLC. .com.
Actually, the low-lying areas flash flood watch in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. So, yeah, soggy is the word,
yeah.
Stevie.
Keep our eyes on it. Happy May Day. It's May 1st, 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, Apple's winter quarter was weaker as expected. iPhone sales slipped, though the company's seeing business start to improve in China, where it has cut prices. Business picked up in recent months at Taco Bell and KFC. Parent company Yum Brands is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. The company also owns Pizza Hut, which reported flat sales. Hilton Worldwide's business improved in the winter quarter. It was stronger than expected, but Clorox says it is facing stiffer competition and sales are declining for products, including trash bags. Healthcare company Humana is reporting stronger than expected earnings, and it's upbeat about its business this year. Humana says it was helped by its Medicare Advantage business, and it expects membership of those plans to grow 14%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
We have a chance and opportunity, one of our special deals coming up with this wonderful place.
I am sick of my regular mass-produced lager at the local watering hole. I just want something new.
Ugh, this one TV isn't showing the game I want to watch. I don't care about any of these teams, and the bartender won't listen when I ask to change the channel.
Can anyone help?
It's Barman. You fellas need to step your game up. Luckily, I got to you in time. You need to head over to Scotty's Brewhouse ASAP. They have 32 brews on tap and TVs with all the games.
Whoa! It's like heaven.
Welcome to Scotty's.
Whoa!
Head on over to Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street.
Well, I'm going to send you there with some money, and you'll have to use it within 7 days, and then tell me what you think when you're done. And that's happening in about 15 minutes. So stand by for your chance to text in and let me pay your way. Kind of like go to the movie and tell me what you thought of it. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a little change of mood here. You just told me Penn Nelson passed away.
I was just looking at the post. Dear God, please get ready to open your gates for a 9 a.m. tea time. First available for the most wonderful son, brother, husband, father, father-in-law, uncle, grandfather, boss, volunteer, friend, golfing buddy, mentor, business associate that you'll ever receive.
I'll try not to do this without crying, but we knew Penn very, very well. He went on, I don't know, a dozen trips with us. He and Barbara were, another set of grandparents. Great humor, great sense of humor, a terrific man. He'd look at you in kind of a dry sense of humor, and then I could get him laughing, but his mouth wouldn't always open when he laughed. And he was one of our ships. He was voted king of the ship. And he had, won the beautiful legs competition.
I see.
It takes a rare man at the time in his early 70s to stand there poolside and show off his legs.
Mm-hmm.
Penn Nelson, his wife Barbara, yes. And of course Cindy Summers, who runs Spherion, which was a Penn Nelson company that Cindy bought from him. The Nelsons are wonderful people, and a whole bunch of folks that do anything volunteer-wise in this community know full well what Penn Nelson meant to Champaign-Urbana.
Mm-hmm.
Fun golfer. We were in New Zealand with him, and we were trying to find where the canoes would be rented so we could paddle around in northern New Zealand. And I was just going the wrong way. And about the fourth time, he's going, where are we going? I said, I'm your leader, right? Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. It's right over there. So we found the canoes. There was a waterfall, and Janet and I and the kids were paddling under the waterfall and getting just pounded, but it was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm gonna wait back here. And so Penn Nelson was kind of watching us, and he had his big floppy hat on. And then all of a sudden I turn around, and here comes Penn rowing like crazy.
Yeah.
I said, what are you doing? He said, you're just having too much fun. So he dove into the waterfall. And we were in Mexico with him, and he went swimming and got caught in an undertow. And he did not come up for 30 seconds. And his wife was quite, she got so mad at him. And then all of a sudden his bald head popped out of the water. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, he was fine, but we laughed about that for years.
Oh, my.
Penn Nelson, 82 or 3. I'm not sure. I went to see him last week.
And this post from Michelle Nelson Baker. Yeah. Yes, a big feeling of hugs and warmth to the whole family. We're lifting you in prayer as you mourn Penn Nelson and the loss to this community. So much philanthropic work.
No, he was everywhere, Boys and Girls Club. I mean, everything. He'd be the guy in the, dressed up in the Texas Don Boys and Girls Club
Dancing with the Stars.
Regular staple there.
Mm-hmm.
Our prayers are with Barbara and the family. And Penn Nelson shall be missed as one of the greats from Champaign-Urbana. 728.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The Attorney General expected shortly before the Senate Judiciary Committee, where he could get a grilling over a letter obtained by the Washington Post. In its special counsel, Robert Mueller allegedly complained about William Barr's four-page memo, saying it led to public confusion.
Republicans, meantime, have urged Barr to shift focus and uncover the genesis of the Russia investigation, whether FBI or Justice Department officials improperly surveilled President Trump's campaign.
Fox's Jared Halpern. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange sentenced for violating bail in 2012, getting 50 weeks in prison.
2 weeks short of the maximum sentence. Nobody above the law is above the law, said the judge. Courts must be obeyed.
Martin Brunt with Sky News. Assange arrested last month by British police after being expelled from the Ecuadorian embassy where he'd taken refuge for about 7 years. This is Fox News.
News brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Urbana District 116 Board of Education has announced three finalists for the job of superintendent of schools. The candidates are Jennifer Ivory Tatum, who is an assistant superintendent in Champaign's Unit 4 District. Kirk Kennecke is the superintendent of the Graham School District in St. Paris, Ohio. And Dr. Brian Metcalf is the managing director of Impact at City Year Chicago. Whomever gets the job will start his or her duties July 1st. Meetings are planned coming up so the public can better get to know those candidates. Stark Excavating will be doing daily lane closures as part of Phase 3 of the West Washington Street Drainage Improvements Project. One lane of University Avenue at James Street will be closed during the day while crews are working. The daily lane closures are planned to begin today at 7 a.m. Those will continue through the end of July. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire from your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310. LS number 1772943.
Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, rather wet today. High 73, 58-hour low tonight. Kind of breezy. A flash flood watch in effect until 7 p.m. 70 the high tomorrow. An 80% chance of thunderstorms. 47 our low in the evening. On Friday, we'll wrap up the week with some clouds and a high 62, low 47. Right now, we're at 62 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, Honda BMW, if you'll go to drivechampaign.com, you can click on whatever vehicle you're interested in, right there in your jammies. Just click on Honda, and then on the right-hand side it has Express Purchase. That means you can just go through the steps. You got to poke around. It's amazing. I can buy a car right now online. If that's what you want, it's all there. And then they'll drive it over. I've never even heard of this. They're one of the first in the country to do it. But you ought to check it out if you are at 11 at night saying, dang it, I meant to buy that Civic today. You could go do that online. DriveChampagne.com. They are an award-winning dealership. Visit today off Neil at Burwash and Savoy on your way to Avengers. Go see Ben Quattrone.
There you go.
Experience why they're so good before, during, and after the sale. DriveChampagne.com. It's Honda, BMW. The notice of withdrawal is in effect. This coming from the judge in the Brent Christensen case. That case is in Peoria, as you know, change of venue. The disappearance of the visiting scholar from China, 2017. You remember June 2017? Yes. Anyway, they have withdrawn. This is in the News Gazette this morning. And I don't know why. I'm not sure why they have withdrawn his defense for mental health. The mental health defense has been withdrawn. So he's not going to say, I'm not mentally capable or I can't. But I'm not exactly sure why the defense chose to go that direction. Maybe he wanted to go that direction. I don't know. But I think if you say, gosh, he's not mentally well, you can avoid the death penalty. And presumably without that, he'll be up for the death penalty. They still have never found the body. I think the family is back watching this, I think, from Urbana. I think they have a closed circuit, so the family didn't have to go to Peoria. They'll be here watching this, but they don't think this is going to take an awful long time. And maybe even there's a word that possible in this article that suggests that maybe he'll plead guilty. But still no idea what happened to the body. And this is a horrific case, and I guess, you know, the extraordinary trauma of the poor family. But just knowing that on our wonderful campus, one of the world's best, mm-hmm. that somebody like that is capable of something like that.
On June 9th, 2017.
Yeah, it was just they would search for the body for how long?
Yes. So, June 30th is when they made the arrest.
Yeah, and he was at her vigil.
Right.
Which is so weird. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's the latest we know on that case, Brent Christensen. I know the downtown ice arena, the council, city council, men discussed last night.
Yes.
Talking about, tens of millions toward this over the next 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. 35 million over 18 years, I believe.
A couple of council members, I think, said no, but I think
they want to make sure they have a commitment from the U of I.
Yeah, and they weren't there last night. Yeah, nobody from the University of Illinois was there last night, but presumably that's the direction of it. I was always a South fan for that one. I thought it fit better near the I Hotel where it would be near all the complexes. I think downtown they've got obvious challenges. I see the economic potential with all the nightlife and things.
Mm-hmm.
But as a growing older townie, I would be worried about traffic snarls.
Yes.
And some of those areas would be, and again, not horrible traffic snarls, but 7 minutes is a traffic snarl for us.
It is.
What that guy is ahead of me. I can't get out. I'm in a garage.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. I mean, we're not used to that. So, you're going to have to deal with all that. And then parking issues. This is a huge deal. And I'm sure it'll be successful no matter what they do. But I always thought South made more sense than downtown. But it looks like it's downtown. They just have to work all the things out. All right, 7:38 in Champaign-Urbana. We have partnerships, and you're aware of this. We've done this for a few months now. But we have a new partnership with Scotty's Brewhouse. And I don't know if you've been there, but it's on South Neal. It's a pretty popular place. After a ball game or something, you'll wait a while to get in. But because of this new partnership, I'll be happy to treat you to a $50 voucher if you'll go eat there and dine and whatever you want to spend your $50 on. And now there are two unique aspects of me giving you a $50 voucher. To Scotty's Brewhouse. You have to use it within 7 days. If you don't, it expires. I give it to somebody else. And after you eat their delicious food, we'd like you to answer some questions. I need a little feedback. What do you think of the menu? What do you think of the food? How was the service? Were they nice? Were they friendly? All those things. That's it. So use it within 7 days and tell me what you think. If you'll do that, text me. Bring it. 359-2255.
Are we texting Scotties?
I think it's easy. Scotties.
Okay.
S-C-O-T-T-Y-S.
That's right.
Scotties is all you have to do to text in. And $50 to Scotties is yours with the two asterisks. Okay? Within seven. And talk to me when you're done.
Uh-huh.
All right. 359-22, anybody?
Yes.
359-2255 for $50 of Scotties. We'll give away a handful of these to you now. We will contact you via text after 9, so you'll know it's us. Sometimes we'll call and you'll think it's another credit card thing.
Yeah.
This is an important announcement from your credit card.
Okay. Right. Or the warranty on your car.
Oh, some warranty on your car has expired. How do they get my number?
Or even something in Chinese.
Yeah, you know what? There's a scam going on with your Social Security number.
Okay.
Johnny got a call.
Huh.
And this stuff is pretty intense, enough where Fox News had it on this morning. There's phone calls going, say, to avoid jail, you need to do this now. And Johnny got suspicious when both people sounded like they were from Belarus, and they probably are, near Russia. And so they wanted to, you know, make sure that they did this immediately because this is pending and somebody has your identity and it's a mess and we got to do this now or it's going to be bad.
Yikes.
And apparently it has gotten people. So know that if it's something on the phone, it's probably a scam. The IRS would never call you. Social Security would never call you because you might be from Belarus. So you can't trust it. So just be aware that that kind of thing is out there. And we know identity theft is crazy right now.
Sure.
So you got to be very, very careful with all of that. Okay, again, text me 359-2255. Scotties is all you have to do. Doing fine. Okay, we're getting plenty. Okay, good. Why wouldn't you take $50 and eat there and just give me your thoughts?
It's a great place.
It's fun. We go there fairly frequently. Okay, ESPN 93.5 had a great time last night. We had the Stevie J Spring Travel Show. It was full. We had to bring chairs in. I apologize for some of the seating along the wall because it was on the side. It just wasn't any more room. Had great response from the Champaign County Farm Bureau. We're partnering with them for the American Steamboat from St. Paul, Minnesota, down to Alton, Illinois.
Nice.
And that is half sold out already.
Great.
In just a week. So that's going quickly. Lois Wood, her husband Don, they're going to lead that with Mary Beth Karasik. So we're looking forward to that. That's not till August of 2020, and the seats are going to sell out in a few weeks.
Nice.
It's just amazing how far ahead people plan. Oh, Baramigal, which is the Passion and the Story of Jesus, which
June
is
in 2020.
June in 2020. Kay Kelly, who I mentioned on this show, was there last night. She was there in Oberammergau 1950, 1960, and is healthy enough at age 96. She's turning 96. She could go again. It's amazing.
Wow.
And by the way, at the end of the show, Kay Kelly had been everywhere we talked about.
I see.
I said, well, thanks for coming anyway.
Yeah.
Everywhere she'd done.
Isn't that awesome? What an awesome life to be able to travel and enjoy.
To do that and say that. So anyway, thank you to everybody who came last night. It was great to see you, to meet you in some cases, and to show all the great trips we have coming up.
And then you had the fine Houlihan's afterwards, Tom Cortez on stage.
Woman singer.
Oh.
So I'm not sure who, but she was very good.
Okay, nice.
It really added a great feel.
It does. Tuesday nights live in the lounge, baby.
We had 5 dozen people from the show take advantage of the 20% off we were able to get them from Sam. But anyway, it's just my favorite place to hang out is that iHotel Conference Center, Houlihan's. They just transform themselves. And their tech guys, Kyle, great guys that just fix everything and make sure the video and audio work. Really, really fun experience. You can go to steviejtravel.com and get all your stuff on what we talked about last night. It's all there, including the Cubs Cardinals. We have 2 trips coming up. June 2 is going to be in St. Louis, and then June 9th we are venturing to Wrigley Field, and details online there as well. All right, 7:43, Cubs and Cardinals both win. The Cubbies, it was after midnight before that ended. We'll talk about that next. ESPN 93.5.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If you own land in northern Piatt County, you've probably noticed the recent buzz about potential wind farms in the area. You might even be wondering if wind is the right crop for you. Since 2008, Apex Clean Energy has earned a reputation as one of the strongest, most successful wind developers in the nation. I'm Alan Moore, project developer with Apex Clean Energy and the Goose Creek Wind Project. In my 15 years of working with farmers, I've enjoyed meeting landowners, participating in community events, and becoming a part of new communities across rural America. I've heard over and over that people want to work with a company like Apex, an honest, reliable company known for valuing landowners and the local community. Apex's Goose Creek Wind Farm will create jobs, generate an entirely new source of homegrown energy, and provide long-term revenue for schools, government, taxpayers, and landowners. To learn more about this great opportunity, please call us at 217-727-6205. That's 217-727-6205. Or visit us online at goosecreekwind.com. Let's harvest the wind together.
7:45. Check your sports headlines.
Cardinals win 3-2 over Washington. 6:05 first pitch heard on ESPN 93.5 today. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and for the second straight game in Washington, D.C., the Cardinals scored in one inning and made the run stand up. Much closer than game one when the Cardinals won 6-3. Last night, they beat the Nationals 3-2.
They did get those three runs, but the key was the Cardinals' pitchers. Adam Wainwright was terrific. He went six-plus innings, and the bullpen was even better. The bullpen really good. John Gant especially, throwing 98 miles an hour, really developing into a very strong reliever. The save goes to Andrew Miller, who picked up his first save as a Cardinal. Also good work from the other left-hander, Tyler Webb.
Tyler Webb got a double play ball, throwing a pitch in the seventh inning to Juan Soto. RBIs for Colton Wong on a bunt single with two outs.
Bases loaded. Colton Wong at the plate. And the pitch. There's a bunt down the third base line. It's a beauty. It's going to be a base hit for Colton Wong and an RBI. The Young scores, and it's 2-1 Nationals. What a beautiful bunt that was by Colton Wong.
And Harrison Bader, a base hit up the middle.
Swing and a line drive. Base hit to center field. One run scores. Here comes another. The throw to the plate is not in time as Molina scores. And the Cardinals take a 3-2 lead. Two-run single, Harrison Bader.
Cardinals just finding new ways to win, and that's what's exciting. They really feel it right now. They got to keep it going.
The Cardinals go for five in a row in the win column behind Miles Michaelis tonight. He'll be opposed by St. Louis and Max Scherzer on the air at 5:10.
All right, just a note, Matt Carpenter. Cardinals are really playing great, but it's without Matt Carpenter. He darn near struck out five times in a row. He had four strikeouts in a row. He's never had five in a game, and on a 3-2 pitch, it went low, and he walked. I'm going, yes!
Okay.
He's struggling. He cannot hit the ball right now. Anyway, and Goldschmidt didn't have a hit last night either, so pretty good for the Cardinals to do that without Matt Carpenter and Paul Goldschmidt. But, boy, they're getting some stuff from other people. I think Paul DeJong is currently an all-star. He's amazing. Paul DeJong is fantastic, and Jose Martinez hitting like 368.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay. Good
and
stuff.
And former Cardinal Daniel Descalzo hitting for the Cubs yesterday in Seattle. Anthony Rizzo with the homer, as was Kyle Schwarber's big hit.
Yeah, you can hear this crowd. It's a mixed crowd. A lot of Cubs. A lot of Seattle. Seattle's pretty good. Well, this is in the top of the eighth inning. The Cubs down one.
And now Schwarber drives one in the air. Deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Upper deck. Kyle Schwarber with a home run in the eighth inning. And the Cubs take a 6-5 lead. What a blast.
Woo. I mean, that thing. everything was gone.
5:40, you'll hear the action on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox postponed with their game against Baltimore. They'll try to get in a doubleheader today, starting at 3:10. We have NBA action to talk about. Series tied at a game apiece. Milwaukee over Boston, 123-102. Warriors, two games to none lead in that series with their win over Houston yesterday, 115-109. In hockey, Blue Jackets lead the series 2-1 as they beat the Bruins 2-1. And we had San Jose over the Colorado Avalanche 4-2. Sharks up 2-1. Dallas and St. Louis Blues in action tonight. SIU beat Illinois 12-3 yesterday. Indiana State a game tonight at 6. Illinois softball reigned short in 5 innings, but enough to get in the game 7-0 with our Illinois softball team on top. Kentucky Derby, Omaha Beach in this 20-horse field is someone you might want to, or a horse you might want to put some money on. And congratulations to Mike Small, by the way.
Yeah, another Big Ten coach of the year. 5 in a row for Coach Mike Small. All right, ESPN 93.5. Interesting play last night. Bases loaded. Cardinals, Adam Wainwright on the mound. And the pitcher, the opposing pitcher, who really hit well against Cardinals for whatever reason so far this year. So they're opposing, the opposing pitcher, the pitcher from Washington, hits a line drive off of Adam Wainwright's glove. Base is loaded now. This is a big play. And what does Adam Wainwright do? The ball's on the ground after it hits his glove, and he plays soccer. He kicks it to first base. I'm not sure I've ever seen that. Here's how it sounded.
Wainwright from the stretch, the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball off Wainwright. He kicks it to the first baseman, and Goldschmidt kicks the bag.
Wow. Unbelievable.
1-3 on the out. Nice kick save.
Very good direction, too. Literally right to the first base bag.
He kicked
that
the ball.
That may have gone into center field for a hit.
It was a line drive off Wainwright's glove. He kicked the ball to the first baseman. He grabbed the ball and touched the base.
Okay.
Good kick.
Whatever works.
Whatever works. He was smiling when he walked off the mound because that was like, uh-oh. Bases were loaded.
Right.
It was important. All right, 7:50. We're going to check with Steve Suderman. He's at Good Vibes, and I don't think he's at Prospect anymore, are you?
I am not at Prospect. We got the very last of the stuff out of there yesterday. They were tearing up the floors as we were pulling out with our truck. So,
man.
Out with the old, in with the new. And we shoved everything from there into here. It's, I have no idea how many speakers we took out of the ceilings and walls. So I got a deal for DIY types out there. We're going to have a $39 sale.
Huh?
Yeah, so maybe if there's maybe you're one of the cool dads that shows movies in the backyard for the kids. I've got a movie screen we bought. It's got a flaw. It's got a handprint in it that's not, you hardly see it. But $39, it's a daylight screen. You can make, you know, if you're showing them on a sheet, this will be way better. We've got all these clips in wall and in ceiling speakers. Some of them are painted to match our walls. You know, Krylon's cheap, $39. I've even got some for $29. So there's not a sign over our door. You have to look for 2010. We're next to the driver's license place. If you know where the
driver's license place is, right.
We're next door. We'll be pretty easy to find. We'll try to make it worth your while to come in here, but nothing's working. I don't even have. I can't even show you the mighty OLED TV probably till later today.
So wait a minute. So you're talking about these speakers for the do-it-yourself guy. Man or woman who can, and the speakers are, they may be painted and stuff, but they sound great.
Well, Klipsch has been making great speakers for 50 years.
Yeah.
So the model's been on my wall for 5 years. You know, maybe they have a nicer mounting system today than they did 5 years ago, but they sound about the same and they're really, really great. And they sold for hundreds of dollars, $39.
Wow. Okay, this is fun. It's kind of a garage sale thing. Take advantage of
a little garage sale, because that's kind of what we look like. So, you know, you go with what you got. So.
Okay, well, I don't know how you beat that. So the backyard, how big is that screen?
You know, I think it's a 9.5-footer.
Man.
It's a computer shape, so it's a 16x10. But that's how most people are showing their movies anyway, and the yard is off a laptop. So.
And you said it was a daylight screen. What does that mean?
That's the brand name. It's, you know, one of the biggest name in screens. Made in Indiana. It's one of those snap-on frame. I don't know the frame, but I've got the, you know, make that if you want to, but you can just stretch it. So But $39 is the deal.
Too.
What?
The phone sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good. A little,
oh, good. I was concerned.
A little cleaner, I think.
I do, too.
Well, all right. It's good vibes. They're moving, and they've moved. So now you can find
moved.
Him. And he's so thankful. He's done, hopefully, lifting.
The ibuprofen got wounded pretty bad this week.
Oh, boy. Okay, so it's next to Driver's License Bureau over there. Again, you'll see... they don't have all the signs up, but this is a $29 and $39 stuff. And, boy, you ought to stop by today. Because
at 9 or later.
Okay. 9 o'clock or later. Don't go now. After 9, but pop in there if you want to take advantage of his weakness and tiredness and Advil-ish thing. you hang in there, my friend. Well done.
Thanks, Stevie.
That's Steve Suderman at Good Vibes, our new location, Round Barn, next to the Driver's License Bureau. Very cool. But the $39 for that
That's
screen?
Great.
What's wrong with that?
I know.
If you have a pool, you want movies?
Right.
Boom, $39.
I mean, and using that immediately for graduation parties and Mother's Day.
Wow.
And a clip show that you want to put together on your computer.
All there. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World drove by it yesterday. Didn't get a chance to pop in, but I kind of looked at the parking lot. A lot of cars in it. You can stop by because they do just appliances. That's what they do. That's all they do since 1977. That's all they do. 40 years of appliance experience. So you like, you know, having the person that's done LASIK surgery do your eyes. You want people that know how to do appliances. You like people that know their stuff. Maytag, Electrolux, Whirlpool, GE, all the great brands. And they'll tell you what the difference is between this $1,200 refrigerator and this $750. What's the difference? Well, they're going to keep things cold and frozen. You just want a few bells and whistles. It'll add a little money. Plus, you can get a free 10-year protection plan. What's wrong with that? Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to visit when we're remodeling or you're moving, you leave the appliances, you need new ones, it's fun to visit. They'll tell you all about it. And, yeah, it'll be more than you think because it's been a while since you shopped for a refrigerator. Check out Champagne's location just south of I-74 on Neal Street. You get service, you get the 10-year free protection plan, and you'll like working with Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can get started at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Okay, we're going to break for the news and be right back with you, 359-2255. You're always welcome to text us. It's 5.